With a look at Radio on the Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting on this Tuesday, and excitement for softball at two area schools as we have North Butler and Clarksville both going on to the state softball tournament after victories last night. First up, the number 11 North Butler Bearcats pulled the upset, defeating the number 5 Mason City Newman Knights, a team they lost to twice during the regular season, 2-0 last night in Mason City, which aired right here on KLMJ. Zoe Thompson opened the scoring in the top of the fourth inning after singling and stealing second. Thompson then stole third and scored when Knights catcher Tess Wiener's throw got past third baseman Sophia Munez and rolled into left field. Thompson says familiarity with the opponent helped the Bearcats secure the victory over Newman last night.
Going into it, we knew it was going to be a tough game. I mean, we've seen them twice this year, and it's been pretty close both times. So we just practiced really hard and came in with a good game plan and executed.
In the fifth, Kylie Groan led off with a single to left field. Riley Henze and Grace Pittenger then executed sacrifice bunts to move Groan's pinch runner Zoe Parno to third. Eden Wicks followed with a two-out RBI double to score Parno and give the Bearcats a 2-0 lead. Wicks says the support of her teammates helped her handle the pressure at the plate.
I was just thinking I need to put the ball in play. I need to get my players home. I need to get my team home. I needed to do this for my team, and they all had my back.
And the Bearcats defense kept the Knights off the board the rest of the way to capture the Class 1A regional championship. Listen for a Meet the Team show for the Bearcat girls softball team. North Butler playing in the first round game against rival Clarksville at the state tournament coming up on Monday. And speaking of Clarksville, one inning made the difference Monday when the second-rated Indians clinched a return trip to the Class 1A state softball tournament, defeating Highland 4-2 in the regional final held on 99 The Wave in Clarksville. John Mowinkle reports on that.
Neither team generated much offense early on as the defenses created some quick innings. The Huskies were the first team to create a scoring opportunity. In the top of the third, they got runners to second and third base. With two outs, Maya Singbeal reached on an error which allowed two runs to score, putting Highland in front 2-0. The fifth inning was the difference maker. After getting runners to first and third, Eve Jordan reached on an error which allowed Brooke Boland to score. With two outs, Reagan Wedeking blasted a triple to right field to drive in Jordan and Emerson Miller.
Ground ball to right field! A run scores to tie the game, so does Eve Jordan, and Clarksville has taken a 3-2 lead. Wedeking is rounding second and has a triple. 3-2 Clarksville here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Reagan Wedeking clears the base paths.
Two pitches later, a reach on error by Hannah Wangsness allowed Wedeking to score, which proved to be the last run for a 4-2 lead. From that point, Highland only got one base runner on in the sixth before going down in order in the seventh. Wangsness and Sydney Leverin described the fifth inning where the bottom of the batting order set them up for success.
It was awesome, especially for the bottom of the lineup and our like younger classmen. It's awesome to know that like not only like can the beginning of the lineup, but also the end can pull through and start it for us. And it was awesome to watch them all do that.
Yeah, and I think it's huge when our underclassmen can pull that off because we have such like good faith in them and really brings us together as a team, too.
Head coach Katie Berman.
We kept saying, we're doing this for us, we're doing it for us, and we just needed someone to break through, and Brooke Boland did. I'm so proud of this team. This is a team that definitely earned their way. We talked before this game about how every single loss and every single game we played this year taught us something, and I can see them learning from it and growing from it. And just last week, we had a game where we were down 3-0 in the fifth inning, and we pulled through. And so they definitely learned from that and did the same thing tonight, so I'm so proud of this group.
The winning pitcher, Lovren, recorded 7 strikeouts with 3 hits and 3 walks. The Indians managed just 3 hits on offense, with Wedeking recording the only extra base hit.
Again, the Indians are paired up with North Butler in the first round of the state tournament coming up on Monday in Fort Dodge. No other local sports on the scorecard from last night, but the Minnesota Lynx were in action in the WNBA, defeating the Phoenix Mercury 104-100. Olivia Miles with 33 points. The rookie's been outstanding, and the Lynx are now 18-6 on the season. Iowa State football coach Jimmy Rogers is confident he has put together a competitive roster for the upcoming season. After spending one season at Washington State, Rogers rebuilt the Cyclone football roster after Matt Campbell left to take the job at Penn State. It is his second straight roster rebuild.
Both scenarios completely different, very similar in the amount of players, but I would say more than anything, be true to who you are, stay committed to what got you to that spot, and that's always been about finding the right people that fit the fiber of what you want to be. I did that in the coaching staff this time, and I did that in the players. And I'm really excited about the type of players and their willingness to come in and work and to buy into something bigger than themselves.
Rogers made his comments at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. He does not consider this a rebuilding year for a program that has posted 8 straight winning seasons in the last 9 years.
And to expect anything less or to take a year off or say that this is a rebuilding year, I don't think anybody in the NFL says that, and their rosters look different every single year, so I'm not going to buy into that. We have a team that's committed. We have the right people in the building. We just got to put it on the field and put it in process and feel confident about where we stand.
The Cyclones open the season at home September 5th against Southeast Missouri. To basketball news, Iowa senior forward Cam Manyau says the Hawkeye men are confident but still have a lot to prove as they go through summer workouts.
We know where we've been, and so there's a sense of confidence of, We've been to the Elite Eight, so we want to continue that and, you know, make another special run. But then at the same time, we finished ninth in the regular season. So trying to, you know, remembering that, I mean, ninth is not good, like, to be completely honest with you. So trying to improve that and have a better season in that aspect. And then also continuing to grow and, you know, try to make another postseason run.
After a standout freshman season, Tate Sage is one of 10 players returning from a year ago.
We know we can play. We showed it last year. We did it last year, so... I say the confidence has always been there. I mean, back to when we were playing Florida before the game, we knew we had great odds. We had great confidence going into that game. We liked our matchup. So I think we just always kept that. And, you know, we're just trying to keep this thing rolling and go even further.
The Hawkeyes finished 24-13 a year ago. Back to local news, where the top of Iowa Conference, all conference baseball teams have been announced. Local selections include on the first team, top of Iowa includes Brody Wangsness of North Butler and Xander Hansen from West Fork. On the East second team, Wrigley Endelman of North Butler, his teammates Alex Havernack and Tucker Pakey, and West Fork's Brett Baer, second team all-conference in baseball. East honorable mention at the top of Iowa included North Butler's Hayden Sage and West Fork's Braylon Schreckengast. The East player of the year was Connor Mullenbrook of St. Ansgar. The coach of the year, Devin Sweesaw from St. Ansgar, the coach of the year again. For the top of Iowa East. In the top of Iowa West, Belmont Clemmie is our area team over there, and they had Parker Doherty on the second team, and Belmont Clemmie's Braden Doherty made the honorable mention list. West Player of the Year was Tate Forts from Bishop Garrigan. The West Coaches of the Year were Michael Bull and Jeff Jerome of Forest City. Well, the Grundy Center baseball team will take on Ridgeview tonight in a Class 2A sub-state game at Boone. That'll be on 99 The Wave and Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. You can watch it and listen to it. The Spartans will play in a sub-state final for the second consecutive season with an opportunity for the program's first state tournament appearance since 2021. The Spartans advanced with Saturday's 3-1 10-inning win over West Marshall in the district championship, preceded by a 6-1 district semifinal win over Applington Parkersburg. Head coach Pat Brown says the Grundy team is well prepared for the intense environment of tonight's sub-state final.
It's huge. You know, you go into a game and you're a little tight. You get the yips a little bit. You maybe make a mistake or two. You know, the zone sometimes is a little bit smaller when you haven't been in the game. With our guys, you know, like I said, just the amount of big-time games that they've been in all different activities, and then playing in a really, really tough district final game against West Marshall, where it wasn't a blowout, where it was a grind the whole time, and how they kept their mental focus. I think that added to preparation for tomorrow night's game. So, yeah, overall, you know, it's just really, really exciting, and I know these guys got their eye on the prize.
And Ridgeview has won 12 straight and has had one of the best seasons in recent history. 3 players bat over 400, and they've hit with power with 13 home runs on the season. A win by the Raptors would clinch the program's first ever state tournament appearance. Again, Grundy Center, the team we're covering tonight against Ridgeview. Pre-game coverage at 6:45, and the first pitch is at 7 p.m. Again, that will be played in Boone tonight. You can, again, listen to it on the radio on 99 The Wave, or you can watch it with Radio on the Go's YouTube channel. Thanks for tuning in. More sports available, as always, at RadioOnTheGo.com. Again, congratulations to North Butler and Clarksville, both making in the state softball tournament with wins last night. And, of course, look for Radio on the Go later today in the Franklin County Fair Parade. Stay cool out there. Keep drinking that water. I'm Dwayne Garstens reporting.